Wisconsin, or welcome if you're just joining us. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Got a great guest this half hour helping all of us get a little bit smarter. Her name is Ruth Ben-Ghiat. She's a professor of history and Italian studies at NYU. She's an expert on fascism and authoritarianism. She's been a commentator on CNN, MSNBC, PBS, and now, of course, the Civic Media Network. Her book is called Strongmen, Mussolini to the Present. One other element that you see for in authoritarian regimes is also sort of the purchasing of loyalty. Corruption sort of scaled up. Bribery becomes the norm. There were two decisions, obviously, in this last Supreme Court term, Professor, that speak to these issues. One was, of course, the presidential immunity case. The other being a decision that I still find to be bizarre, I guess would be a word, where in effect the court ruled that it's okay if you pay a government official for doing the thing that you wanted them to do, just as long as it's afterwards and don't call it a bribe. Where is this Supreme Court? You know, like, the courts are supposed to be a check on these kinds of norm violations, law violations, and criminality by people in elected offices and in high-powered appointed offices. What are we looking at when we look at the U.S. Supreme Court as it's currently constituted?
Yeah, so one of the things, so I'm born here and, you know, grew up in the States and all that, but I'm not a U.S. historian. And so one of the things that's been very helpful is that I look at the U.S. with the lens of global autocracy. And my book is a global book, and Trump is in it, as is the GOP, at the end, like, so we can kind of have the context for this. So when I look at the Supreme Court, I see it as stacked with several, and this is Alito and Thomas most of all, dangerous far-right operatives. That's how I see those two. Mm. And to a lesser extent, Kavanaugh, and Roberts is, you know, kind of masquerading as more of a centrist than he is. But those two are far-right operatives, as the flag episode and the colossal corruption of Thomas shows, who are using the court to destroy democracy from within. That's one recipe. Today, there are still coups that happen from outside. The military comes, takes over. But it's more common, which is what has happened in Turkey and Hungary, even in Russia. You use the institutions against themselves. So and that's what they've been doing. And the biggest proof is this disgraceful immunity, proclamation and ruling. So that's the golden ring that all authoritarians want. They want to have immunity for official acts, and then they can become untouchable. That is the goal of authoritarians. They kill people, they rearrange government, they do everything possible to become untouchable. And the Supreme Court handed Trump this enormous gift. They're nakedly partisan. So I see this, it's very dispiriting, but things are coming out into the open. And along with this, we've gotten information about the right-wing billionaires who fund these people, like Harlan Crow, who has this, doesn't he have a garden full of statues of dictators? And he has like Hitler memorabilia. I think I'm remembering that's Harlan Crow. And he's one of the main funders of the Supreme Court Justice Thomas. Yes. So these are people who are very dangerous, actually. Alito is a very dangerous extremist with the flag stuff. This is not okay. He should be nowhere near the Supreme Court. He should be disbarred, as should Thomas.
And Ruth, there are so many eerie parallels between Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Donald Trump. And I want to ask you about that, because a lot of these same lines, rhetoric, tactics, the impetus to try to take over the court, to rot the institutions from the same side, to foment internal strife within the country. when we're talking about Benjamin Netanyahu, do you also consider him to be a strongman, a wannabe dictator?
Yeah, I wrote a piece for Haaretz, the big liberal Israeli newspaper, in April 2023, because I wanted Israelis to read it, about Netanyahu following the autocratic playbook. And one of the main things he did, so if you are a politician and you have indictments or serious charges against you, normal politicians, or meaning Democratic politicians, do not want to run for office because, right, you know, journalists will start poking around. It's just, you don't want to do that. If you're a strongman, you are compelled to run for office. The more corruption charges and problems with the law you have, the more you're like obsessed with getting to power or getting back into power so you can make your troubles go away. And that was the case of Netanyahu. So the minute he gets back, and how does he get into power? He becomes more extreme.
Yes.
His party, Likud, which was conservative, allied with these far-right extremists. And that's how he got there. And then he immediately does the, quote, judicial reform, causing mass protest. You know that Israel had the biggest protest in its entire history, week after week after week. And so that's one chapter of this.
Now, I'm going to jump in, Professor, simply because, unfortunately, we're running out of time. I would love to have you back. Here's we've got about a minute. What should people be looking for and thinking about as we go into November? What should be top of mind for every voter, conservative, liberal, independent, and undecided?
That this is not an election primarily about policy. This is not a normal election. This election is a referendum on what kind of political system Americans will live under. Will it be democracy with fair and free elections, or will it be what Donald Trump wants, some kind of autocracy where he's the dictator?
I'm going to reach out because, Professor, I'd love to have you back next week. This is such an important topic. Thank you so much for your time. That's Professor Ruth Ben-Ghiat of NYU. She is an expert on fascism and authoritarianism. I know I'm now smarter because you joined us. Thank you, Professor. Folks, I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show. We're going to be back at the top of the hour with more Maggie and the Millionaires talking money, because it's always about the money, isn't it? Keep it locked here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Bye.
Thank you.
If you're really, really pathetically weak, the country's going to be overrun with millions of people. And if you're strong, then you don't have any heart. That's a tough dilemma. Perhaps I'd rather be strong, but that's a tough dilemma.